This is Earth and Sky. Carla Kilstead in California wants to know, how is silk harvested?
Carla, silk production today builds on techniques originally used in ancient China. Today, most commercial silk is harvested from the cocoons of the silkworm moth Bombyx mori. In a special rearing chamber, the eggs of this moth hatch into caterpillars that munch on mulberry leaves for about 4 weeks, until they've grown to be about as big as your ring finger. Then the caterpillars are ready to spin their silken cocoons.
The cocoons are special because the caterpillars have glands that secrete silk fibers. A silkworm caterpillar spins its cocoon from one continuous fiber that can be up to a mile long. If the adult moth were to emerge, it would tear the fiber. So silk producers treat the cocoons with heat or chemicals to kill the developing moth. Then they soften the cocoons in hot water to dissolve a sticky coating around the fibers and loosen the ends. Each fiber is too fine to handle on its own, so up to 10 fibers are wound together on reels to form thread.
Silk is among the most luxurious of fabrics, not only for its fine texture, but also for the effort it takes to make. It takes around 100 cocoons to make a tie, 600 to make a blouse, and thousands to make a dress. Carla, thanks for your question. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.